quieting down, things like this. Very pleasant people. I caught myself saying, putting it one day. I was putting it away.
Oh, I did that.
I liked it. It was fine. My wife said, how long have you been saying that? Because it just didn't fit my dialect. It fitted theirs well.
You know, now that shows you how quickly, though, that can be picked up if you mm-hmm. go from one part of the country to the other.
They came up north. They were in Michigan then.
Mm-hmm. And you just will do it without realizing that you are at all.
Very quick.
I can't imagine us having a brogue, but some people think we do have.
Mm-hmm.
People maybe east-wise would think we have a brogue, wouldn't they?
Yes, or perhaps people from Altus would say you speak differently.
Sure enough.
Yeah.
Well, I was down there at a PEO convention the only time I was ever there. And I didn't realize Altus was such a large...
It's grown in the last, the last 8 years.
Well, they had this air base.
Yes, that was
there.
Reactivated. That did it.
And I just didn't realize that we were going to a place that was as large as that.
Well, there was another factor, too. They got irrigation in.
Oh.
And this.
Yes, I remember them talking about it because we went by some places that were, I call them ponds or lakes.
Uh-huh.
They had made lakes, man-made lakes, weren't they? Yes, I thought I could see that.
Lake Altus, I guess, is more than 20 years old now, probably. But it gave them irrigation water, and I think they've got the wells, too. What sort of flying insects do you have around here that sting?
Oh, like the wasp.
Uh-huh.
And we have a wasp, and then we have the kind of the stripe on the tail. What is he called? Then we have bumblebees and thyme. My yard is full of honeybees.
Do you have anything that you call hornets?
No. Not, well, I'm sure that there have been, but not that I call a hornet. Can you think what I'm thinking of? Yellow jacket's what I'm thinking of.
Uh-huh.
Yellow jacket and a jacket and a wasp and the bees.
Do you have that little one that makes a mud nest? Up under your eaves, just a little single.
Oh, a dirt dauber.
Uh-huh.
Does he sting, too?
I think they will if they're provoked, but
I see.
They're slow to provoke.
I see.
And those rascals go out and catch spiders, young spiders, and just pack that nest with them.
Yes.
This is always pleasant. See.
Yes, that's just right.
But I think they have only one larva in there.
Oh.
Seems strange, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Maybe it's more, but...
Well, now, you know, talking about different things that we have that help with the insects, you know, you were asking me about the different kinds of snakes that we have, too.
Yeah.
You know that we have a bull snake and a black snake.
Uh-huh.
And the black snake, you know, catches mice.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a chicken